Hi everyone, Alita St. James, and I'm so excited to tell you that Life Shift with Go and Live Your Dream that I wrote in 2005 is a nationwide bestseller. And I started recording it this weekend and it rocks. So if you want to live your best life and quantum shift, get Life Shift today and start working with it. It was 20 years ahead of its time, but it's still powerful and it rocks.
Hello all, and welcome back to The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James. Alita is a world-renowned master energy healer and intuitive life coach. She made international headlines in 2004 for giving birth to twins at the age of 57 and is the successful author of Life Shift, Let Go, and Live Your Dreams. In The Ageless Factor, she will introduce you to amazing people she has met along the way. Here you will learn Alita's secrets to ageless living with some of the most highly esteemed professionals in the psycho-spiritual world. So welcome back, and stay tuned for yet another episode of The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James.
Hi, everyone. This is Alita St. James, and this is the second series of The Be Ageless Factor that I'm totally committed and passionate about. The thing that I want to share with you today is that The Ageless Factor has a lot to do with the ability to reinvent yourself. Now, I'm gonna be 77 in November, and I notice that at certain times when things might get stressful in terms of finances or whatever, the kids, that the thing that goes on in my mind, like a click, it's almost like it's morphogenic resonance to retiring, to people thinking that they have to get old, to people saying, well, I've lived my life, I'm tired now, I just want to retire and then I'll go on to heaven or wherever. But I could see that that consciousness can click in and go, well, you don't have that many more years left. And they go, cancel, cancel, cancel. Yes, I do. 120. And I affirm it. So I want you to use this technique and watch yourself, that as you're aging, numerologically, not necessarily biologically, but chronologically, are there ever times when you're in stress or you think, well, it's going to be over soon, or anything of that nature? Or you say to yourself, well, I'm getting older, so naturally I have pain in my joints, or etc. Go cancel, cancel, cancel. You can reinvent and reactivate yourself in terms of any kind of stressful situation that you're in, by just saying to yourself, breathe into it. What's my fear here? Hold it for the count of five, and then exhale. Feel like you're exhaling it into the universe. And then breathe it in, hold it to the count of five, and then exhale it into the universe until it becomes calm. And then say to yourself, what else is possible? And then your mind goes, oh, I can find out how I can relieve the pain in my joints. I can reinvent myself and create a different flow of finances so I don't feel so financially strapped. I can get over the heartbreak of a relationship or a marriage not working, heal myself and not feel like I'm not good enough to maintain this relationship, and then ask myself, what else is possible? I was talking to a matchmaker the other day for one of my clients, and it was very interesting because I just threw it out to her and I said, well, for somebody that's in my age range, and I said, I'm 77, but I look like I'm in my 50s, what is there in terms of the dating situation? And it's not like I'm looking to date. I'm happy with where my life is right now in terms of my relationships. But she said that there's a thing called gap dating. She said, gap dating, that's interesting. So now it seems that women that are in a certain age, like maybe late 50s, 60s, 70s, going into their 80s, as long as they look really great and they have a great attitude about life, financial success, up to a certain level, all right, this seems to be attractive to men that are younger. So I thought, interesting. And it seems as if this is taking off. Now, I know in Venezuela, I've been told that it's not really that far off. If somebody says, you know what? I'm 40, she's 80, we can get married, or she's 70, not a problem. And of course, you have to look like Rafaela and keep yourself as beautiful and as active as possible, and then you can attract a man that's much younger. So my point is, if for any chance you catch yourself saying, well, I'm too old, I don't look as attractive as I looked when I was 20 or 30, or who's going to be interested in me? Well, there's gap dating out there. And maybe a man that's in his 60s or 70s might be looking for somebody younger. Maybe there's a younger man who is not interested in having children, or who's had his children and is looking for somebody who's more wise and grounded and not crazy and needy and all that kind of stuff that many women are when they're much younger. Age kind of brings out a lot of wisdom. That's what I'm seeing in my clients and also in myself. I'm much more chill about things than I was in my 20s or 30s. Of course, I've worked on myself and I've earned that right, but as you're getting older, you think, does it make that much of a difference? Or what am I getting so upset about? ? And you don't necessarily get so reactive about things. So the whole technique that I want to talk to you about today is your ability to catch your thoughts, because thoughts are things. It's not a joke. Your conscious mind and your subconscious mind don't take it as a joke. If you say, oh, I'm getting older and I'm getting crotchety and I'm getting this and that. And for instance, I can catch people on that and say, honestly, if you say that, that's what's going to happen. Oh, no, I was just kidding. Your conscious and your subconscious don't take a joke. It imprints in terms of your belief system, and that's what starts to happen. So, for instance, my joints right now, because I had a cancer operation last year, so I have to cut down on any kind of estrogen in my system. So when you do that, the joints hurt. All right, the shoulder joints, the knee joints, or whatever, because joints need estrogen. So am I saying, oh my God, this is just what happens after you have cancer, yada, yada, yada? No, I say, if there's a problem, there's a solution. Let me find an answer. So I'm finding all sorts of things, peptides, MSM, bone collagen, and supplements that absolutely lubricate those joints. And now it's a lot. I'd say I cut down the pain factor by 65%. All right. And now I've got 35% more to go, but I'm still on it. And that's what I'm saying to you. If you want to just accept something and roll up in a ball someplace and say, okay, this is what aging does, then of course that's what you'll stay. But if you want to say, no, there's an answer for this and I can reverse it, and I can think young, and I can think revitalized, then you're going to start to see that in your life. And that's going to translate. So the thing that's most exciting is that I get up every morning and think, what can I create today that's new? What can I discover that I didn't know before? And it's amazing how life will give you this instruction about, this is a piece that you never thought about. And I'm just learning at 77 what a lot of what I was talking about and writing about and teaching and working with on a deeper level than ever before. So I don't think that I know everything. And I think it's really important that as you're moving on chronologically, you say, hey, I want to connect here as if I'm 12 or 13 and show me and discover different kinds of things and be excited about life and not take things for granted. And naturally, look, I have twins. They're going to be 20. There's challenges that normally one would say, oh, I could never do that, you know, at your age. But for me, I never thought that. I never thought that, oh my God, you know, I'm getting to a certain age. How am I going to be able to handle my kids? I think, well, I'm getting to a certain age and I have a contribution I can give to them, which is wise and intelligent and at a higher level than I could have possibly done in my 20s or 30s because I'm developing. So my point is, it's your mindset. And if you catch your mindset and say, cancel, 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 or 1, 2, 3, 4, or 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever gets your brain to go, okay, there's a new possibility here. And then you start to get a different concept, which is I can heal the joint pain and I can heal the situation with cancer. And I can look younger now than I did before. And the thing that always struck me was a Kung Fu master when he was 80 and I was working with him, said to me, Alita, when I was 60, I said I was gonna look even younger when I was 80. Now, he does a lot of movement in martial arts and everything else like that. He's limber and he's strong. And that's exactly when he hit 80, what he manifested. So it's so important that you don't take this lightly in the ageless factor. And you think, how can I reinvent myself? How can I discover new ways of doing things? You could do something as simple as you're walking down one block all the time, decide to walk down another block to get to the same destination. Let your cells know inside of you, hey, there's other possibilities here. It's not just this way till you get old and you can't walk and they wheel you down the same street. Then before you know it, it's over. There's so much more to life than that, especially now with all the new technology that's going on. Now, the one thing that I've known that I've worked a lot with women that are at a certain age in their 40s or even late 30s to become pregnant is epigenetics. Now, epigenetics, I knew was really, really important because that's, of course, I was going to carry my kids because I knew that all the energy that I was feeling and my mindset and my spiritual development had a lot to do with what these kids were going to absorb. And so I always meditated and stayed in a positive state of mind. I think there was 10 minutes out of my whole pregnancy that I was like deregulated about something. But that energy is so important in your womb to translate to your children. So if you look at yourself and go, you know, I have certain issues. They seem to match up with the issues my mother had or my father had or my family had. Then perhaps you need to really dive deep into what was going on in your mother's womb, in the relationship with your father or the family while she was pregnant with you. And what did you absorb? Because those impressions are in your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind works 90% of what we feel and believe in our lives. And the subconscious mind is like a computer. It doesn't say, this is really a bad idea. You're not good enough, or the world is not safe, or you're not loved, or there's some kind of fear going on that you're not even sure of why you feel. But we can track it down to what was going on with your mother and what was going on with her life and what she absorbed in terms of her belief systems while she was in your grandmother's womb and her life and the DNA and the ancestors. So you might think, oh my God, it's so complicated, Alita, but it's not really complicated. If you unwind it, you clear it out, you shift it, and then you put in your own being. So your own being reflects a different reality than what you came from or what your mother was going through or what you could have absorbed for the first 18 months. That's right, the first 18 months from the time you're conceived, 9 months you're born, then 9 months after that, everything that your mother is feeling or is in your environment, you think is your reality. And so often as a child, you have nothing to do with the financial stress or the fights going on between your parents or the fact that it's a single parent household or there's a lot of trauma going on, but you absorb it into yourselves and then you start to make that your world and that your reality. So the thing that I always rebound with is, what's my world? What's Alita's world? What's Alita's reality? And Alita's reality is you can regenerate yourself. And then I do the things that create that. Now, someone had seen my Instagram, who is a therapist, and spoke to a very dear friend of mine, and basically was horrified by the fact that I was dancing around the stage and I was limber and I was talking about agelessness and I was talking about own your worth and own your power and how you can reinvent yourself and be excited about your life and not feel like it's over. And she found, umbrage with that, you know. I was afraid of dying. I was tricking myself. I was tricking others to think that this could be a possibility, that I should just be 77 and, you know, decide that I'm going to die. Well, of course, I know I'm going to die. I'm not afraid of dying, but I've worked so hard to get what I know is real and what can transform myself and other people. Why should I leave here? I want to stay to 120 and really replicate this in other people's lives so that people can be happier and more abundant and joyful while they're in this body. And then when it's time for me to go into another dimension, I don't have a problem with that because people that know me know that I'm in those dimensions when I'm healing a lot of the time. So if anything, I embrace those dimensions. I'm not afraid of those dimensions. So I found that very funny. But I also realized some people might think that. Like they thought, how could you give birth to twins at 57? Do you realize how you're ruining their lives? Well, the fact of the matter is, that is not true. And look at how old you're going to be when they are, you know, 18, 19. And I said, like the Kung Fu master said to me, I'm going to look better and younger then than I do now. And I do. I really do. So my point is, that's what I'm going to say when I'm 100. That's what I'm going to say till I'm 120. I don't believe with the science that they have now, with the detoxes and the cells, the stem cells and the exosomes and all those different things that they're discovering in outer space that can actually regenerate your body, that that has to be it. Why not expand? Why not breathe in and feel really great about your life? And why think that if you were married and then you had your children and then you had this horrible divorce, that it's over? No. Say, what else is possible? Maybe that marriage was meant to go to a certain period of time. It doesn't mean that it's over. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be kicked to the corner because you're a certain age. Move into this gap dating thing that I just found out about. A lot of women are doing it. Men, not so much, because a lot of them gravitate towards younger women anyway. But this is kind of a new surgence that's happening with women and men now in terms of the possibilities for women as they get older and wiser and are more beautiful and have so much more to contribute to a relationship. All around us, it's insidious. You can look at commercials and they'll have a woman with gray hair that looks older, that's getting ready for Medicaid, or Medicare, and she looks old. Doesn't have to, really does not have to. Don't relate to that, I don't. I relate to my body feeling young and revital and rejuvenated. And when it's time to go, it's time to go. I know my soul's gonna take me up, but I have a contribution here and I'm going to follow it with my passion, purpose, and my destiny. When you're doing energy healing, and I'm a master energy healer, 40 plus years, and that's some lifetimes. When you're hitting certain conversations and certain ideas and certain realities where you're leveling up a group. So even though I'm just talking to you right now, everybody that's going to listen to this, I'm already connected to their energy. That's morphogenic resonance. All right, so it doesn't mean that, you know, when this podcast comes out, anybody who listens to it gets it. It means this podcast goes out and they can look at it next week or the week after and it'll clear energy. Because soul-wise and field-wise, you're already connected into this discussion, believe it or not. So you can be called in to look at Be Ageless, right, by Alita St. James, and all of a sudden you start listening to something that sounds like it's really talking to you. So when I'm doing private sessions, that happens, and that'll happen with my clients. So what I'm saying to you right now is that what I'm asking you to do is to really look at how things have been programmed and not just take it from the mental, but also go to people that can help you release it. Because when you're in your own reality, you might have a concept of how you have to change it, but it's kind of really hard to work and release that on yourself unless you are a master at it. It's just the way it is. I'm at a high level of my abilities. I'd say at least 20 hours a week, maybe 25, studying, leveling up, doing the scalar wave lights for 10 hours a week, doing certain processes, meditations, constantly learning about how I can go deeper inside of myself and deeper inside of my clients and how I can translate that to bigger platforms and hundreds and sometimes thousands of people, because I'm emulating what I have integrated into my system. Now, another thing I want you to be very aware of is that our bodies need to resonate to the consciousness that we want to create. It's not just a mental thing. It's not, again, I said it before, saying affirmations, because if it's like paint that's going over oil in the background, the oil is going to come forth. You want to go into the physical, emotional, cellular bodies and your mental body and actually put the energy in and find out, what am I married to here? Yeah. Am I married to a negative? Or am I married to a positive? And I remember one time in concept therapy in a lecture, a lot of chiropractors were into concept therapy, and I started studying it in my early 20s, which is thoughts are things and you can change your life that way. It's like you cannot be married to two ideas. Like you really can't be, you can, but really logistically speaking, be married to two people, right? You have to be married to either the positive concept of yourself in your physical, emotional, mental bodies that can resonate to your spiritual body and create that in your life, or you can't. You can't be like here, there, and everywhere. You have to be connected to, married to that growth process, that expansion process, that what else is possible process. And if you become ill for some reason, that's a natural physical situation. Find out ways that you can get beyond that and how you can re-energize yourself and maybe find out things about detoxing or what you're eating or some supplements that you need to take that can actually make you feel younger. So my cancer did not stop me from agelessness. I just went deeper into the situation and detox more and brought in more supplements. And I happened to go to Cabo in Mexico, where there's my ageless retreat there. And there's a clinic that does regenerative medicine there with a whole staff of doctors, so that I combine my work with their work. And it's amazing what can happen, because you have to hit it from every single angle if you really want to experience a quantum shift. And this whole idea about agelessness was really about quantum shifting from this reality to a more expanded reality where there's not the limitations of this 3D third dimension. And I've said this before, and I want you to think about it, that there are three levels of our brain. We've got the beta brain, which is in the back of the brain, which deals with third dimensional, survival, fight or flight, hopelessness, fear. That's what runs it, keeps us out of the way of the bus. But if you're staying there, then every time something hits you or shocks you or makes you feel insecure and uncertain, you're going to only go into that reality of that beta brain, which is fight or flight, which is this could be disaster, which is hopelessness, which is maybe you're not good enough, whatever it is. We want to move into the theta wave, which is your theta and alpha genius brain, which when things hit you that are stressful or challenging or seem problematic at the time, you go into a higher level of what else is possible, and my genius brain of figuring out different strategies and different things that I can do to overcome the situation. And then the next important thing that I want to translate to you very much is that we are magnets and we create our reality. So if we're magnets of creating a reality, we want to be magnetically connected to support, to people that are in our dream team of support, not in the chat room of discontent. Who you surround yourself with has a lot to do with how you feel. It also has a lot to do with what's lifting you up or taking you down. So you want people that are energetic, that are happy that you're successful, happy that maybe you can retire with a great retirement fund and not be jealous. You want people that say, that's for me. I want to live that life. And maybe your friend has that, but you don't need that to be happy. You can look at your life and go, you know what? This really makes me happy. So let me get more of it. Let me support myself more with that. Let me bring in people into my life that can actually help me create that. And I can actually help them create that as well. Because it's like that infinity sign. Masculine to the feminine, to the constant agelessness and eternality of energy. So if we keep going into that infinity, then we're constantly feeling regenerated and looking outside this box, which says, this is it. And from our ancestors, our parents, our DNA, what we grew up with, everything that we've experienced, no, this is not it. Break that down, ask yourself what else is possible, and then work with people to get through that cellular block that's believing the opposite of who you really are and what you can actually attain. And I want to put this out there to you. Ask yourselves, are you living from your passion, purpose, and on your destiny path? And if you're not, that's fine for right now, but decide, how can I do that? What do I need to change in my life that allows me to have that energy, that allows me to feel as young as I felt when I was 40? And now that I'm even older than 40, I can make better decisions because I know the ramifications of some of my decisions and come up with different things that I deserve to receive. So you can say with me, I deserve to receive support, to receive love, to receive appreciation. I deserve to receive joy, to have a work-life balance. I deserve to receive all the expansive, wonderful things that being in my body can afford me. And then allow yourself to relax, allow, and receive your intentions of what you want to create. I have a lot of videos on YouTube that help you create your reality and how you can transform negatives into positives. I do my private sessions with my clients that I'm dedicated to in terms of them getting to certain levels, and my conferences. And of course, what I'm really connected to now that gives me the greatest joy is to go down to Cabo, which is my place, and give ageless retreats and be in that spiritual vortex, which absolutely helps you level up, relax, receive, and allow that next level as you start to delve deeper into what's my matrix, what's stopping me from creating this, release it, shift it, and energize yourself into that frequency. It's not just a higher frequency. It's a frequency that goes into every cell of your body so that your body, your mind, and your spirit are all in alignment with what you feel you want to create and live in this lifetime. So I'm going to close this podcast. My love and blessings to you all. And please, if you like this, share this and make a comment, because we want to create a spiritual community here. The more like-minded people we have, the more people that are in this wavelength of higher possibilities, the greater we are, and the more we can support each other in this new reality. So my love and blessings to you till next week. And we can actually maybe have a guest next week, a surprise guest, Alita St. James. Hi, everyone. If you've watched this podcast and you feel a transformational shift, I would love for you to subscribe and join our spiritual energy group and also share it with your friends. I'm also on Instagram, Alita_St. James, and all the other platforms like Facebook and Twitter and even TikTok, believe it or not, at my age, and spread the ageless factor. My love and blessings to you, Alita St. James.